Oh, hello. Welcome to the pre-show here. Let me fire up the camera. Oh, welcome to the pre-show here. This is the view. This is the camera view that I was trying to give you. How do I move myself away? No, I can't do that. Camera. What if I do this? Yeah. So there's the view. Hello? All right. There's the view that I wanted people to see. That's kind of like a, but that's not as dramatic as the one directly behind me. This is a view looking south from my townhouse. God damn, that's fucking loud. Sorry, folks. This is a view looking south from my townhouse, like that. It's a big fucking deal, right? Okay. So then, here's thunder. What I've been trying to do is change the background, as you guys have seen me fumbling with that shit. All of a sudden, it just magically came to this. You know, so I don't know, man. I'm like, so if I browse the background, that's the one that I want. Okay, open that. That motherfucker ain't there anymore, bitch. That's what I want right there. I want that. Take that fucking thing out of here and cancel this. See, I don't know, man. Cancel that motherfucker and open this one. So now, you know, the one that I was really trying to show you, this one, I don't want it. I want the other one. I think the other one's better. Fuck it. I'll figure it out. As soon as Adam is back from his, Adam Chavez, our great, our brother in technology, is with his wonderful family, and they are enjoying themselves a river trip. I think they're in Arizona. They're rafting down a river, or the river's rafting down them or something. I got to turn this off. I'm watching my favorite guys, Tim Miller and the Bulwark guys. This is my podcast that I watch on TV because that's where I get my news now. I don't know about you guys, but, you know. Okay, so what's the deal here? I got all these fucking goddamn texts. 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Okay, Zoom meeting. Okay. I'm a part of the community of some really great people. Nichiren Buddhists. And Orlando's got a very active community all over the country. Buddhists are taking over, man. Take it easy. In California, I had a really great group of guys that I hung with. But Orlando's great. Out here in the Space Coast is great. So tomorrow night, we're having a meeting. Now, again, it just fucking hacks me off, motherfucker. Fucking hacks me off, motherfuckers. But I can't get this motherfucker to do what I wanted to do, you know? Like that one there. Won't do it. God damn it. Cancel. I got a video. What? There are unsaved changes. Do you want to keep them? Just can't. Get the fuck out of here, will you? Oh, my God. There are unsaved changes. Do you want to keep them? Discard. There, that's the one that I want, motherfucker. Oh, look, I think I figured it out. What I have to do is not do all files, but do all files MP, the movie, MP4. I think that was my mistake. I think I was just going under all files, which was highlighting the video files, but I had to be more specific. And so there. See, that's much more dramatic. And we're going to do some new ones. Like, I'm making a big fucking deal on this. Okay. Tom Dopka on the show today, and we're gonna do an encore, and I'll tell you why we're gonna do an encore, because it got a lot of play on the BSPs and More page. It's summertime. I like the idea of a bass. Look at this. I fell. I'm just sending you a mini treasure. Okay. So my good friend Joni there, she sent me a reminder. I gotta turn this down. It's really overmodulating. Now, what I was saying was, I saw a really cool post in the BSPs and More page. I think Rory was commenting on it, and he said, yeah, this is a really cool one. And it was a baseball one, and it was so involved, I was very impressed. Oh, here it is, listening today. This is from May of 16th, 2018, in celebration of my San Diego Padres being tied with L.A. Phil Henry's Dodgers for first place in the NLWS. This awesome baseball-themed episode, along with the usual nonsense. I thought maybe we should do this one. Plus, there are ads in the episode. This is a... And so what I would do is I'm going to segue from Tom Dopka, who is having me suspended or some shit, and we'll segue into this baseball episode. And I know a lot of you guys said, you did a lot of encores, Phil. Listen, It's been a fucking bitch and a half getting this motherfucking studio up and running the way I've wanted it to. And you can see me fucking with this shit. Now, this is not audio. This is video. But I'm telling you, when you're doing audio and you are using compression, you're normalizing sound. You're saying, well, what is that? This is all shit to make the audio track acceptable to the platform that you're delivering to, in our case, Podcast One. And also, of course, all of the SoundClouds. You can't just throw some shit. I take more pride than that. I want a broadcast quality sounding podcast. Okay, so we've had our board burn up a little bit. That was a problem. We lost a computer. That was a problem. So, you know, all of this shit is the result of, I believe, moving equipment. And shit gets unplugged. Things get jarred loose. You know how it is. We've been here in South Florida since June 18th, almost 2 months. Will we survive? Yes, I'm sure we will. But goddamn, I make the best coffee in the history of the goddamn world. I do. I make the best. What I do is I use Pete's Coffee, Oakland, California Coffee Company, grind the beans up, dark roast, grind the beans up, put them in the a little espresso pot. You pack the filter up to about there, fill it about 3/4 with water. You hear it burn away, bubble away. It makes one cup of coffee. You pour that motherfucker into the cup, drop a little cream in there if you want to, put a little sugar in there if you want to. I personally use whatever that shit is now that people are using. What is it? What is that shit? You know, and already I've heard it's bad for you. Whatever. It's that new sweetener. And I'd use a little bit of cream with my coffee, which it's non-dairy. It's like almond milk, but it's fucking good. And because I'm like, it's an age thing, man. The older you get, the more attuned to life you get. And the more attuned to life you get, you don't want to, all of a sudden, like you notice animals. You notice them more. You see what it is that they actually endure and experience, etc., you know. So I got very little patience with humans as a result of that. So call me an asshole, you know, whatever you want. I don't care. I'm also a left winger, very, very much a lefty. You guys know this about me, but I'm a gun owner. I'm a 2A guy all the fucking way. I'm on the range at least a couple times a month. Oh, yeah, I believe in guns. Oh, yeah. No problem with me. I have a 9mm. I got a 22. My father had a lot of long guns when I was growing up because that was his generation. The World War II guys, the greatest generation people, they had lots of rifles and shotguns and shit laying around the house. my father had I don't know what it was, but I saw it. And he had pistols. But I didn't really become a gun guy until midway through out of my youthful hippie days, still very much a liberal. I began questioning, well, why is it we're anti-gun? Because everybody else is, you know, walking around with one. Why can't we? I'd rather have one than not when I'm coming up against some of these motherfuckers. So that was my thinking, and I don't think it's wrong, especially when it comes to home protection. And if you're a female, get a fucking gun. I'm not saying that you're going to need it. I'm not saying that you're going to need it. But definitely if you are a woman or a man, but especially any women that are living alone, et cetera, living together, buy a fucking gun, learn the functionality, learn how to use it, get on a fucking range, get some training. There's all kinds of fucking people that will train you in the proper use of a firearm. They're ATF and DOD certified. I had one in California, my teacher, Yuri. And, you know, I take refresher courses all the time. I'm constantly trying to figure out, am I looking through the right side of the sight? You know. Then I'll see a gun that I really like those laser, the ones that, like, you know, the laser just hits the target. I'm kind of fucked up that way. But, okay, enough of this nonsensical talk. Look, let's rock this motherfucker. And the only way I know how to do this, Tom Dobkin, I want to do this Rory MacLeod, you know, thing. Okay. All right. Great.